after 8 o'clock. Starting to cloud up here. Still got a little fog in the area, too. 35 degrees where we're at. It's our Thursday talk around, and we always start with this segment, which everybody loves, our favorite historian, Jana Gagelin in studio. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Now, this may be your final appearance for a while.
For a while,
you
yes.
promised you'll come back, but you got some other you got some other commitments keeping you busy.
I do. Yeah, okay. This is a busy time of the year for the cemetery and other things. So, yeah.
All right.
But I'm grateful for the time that I've had to been able to be here. It's
well,
great.
I said as long as you promise you'll come back, then I'm okay with this.
I will come back. Maybe I'll come back with some more strange stories.
Oh,
who knows?
You have a great way of digging those up. Well, today we're going to continue Twister talk.
Yep.
We kind of started this last week talking North Dakota twisters and tornadoes and such. And you've got more stuff to tell us about.
Well, I jumped ahead to the 40s because I thought, well, maybe people will remember some of the 40s and 50s a lot more than they would have probably remembered, you know, 1907 or 1912. So
sure.
This one is from Great Bend, 1943. There was they called it a twister, came over on a Saturday, and it ended up on the Ed Lull Senior Farm. And the house was so twisted that you could see through the cracks in the wall.
Wow.
So that's a pretty good definition of what a twister is.
Yeah, a twister, can twist your whole house.
Yeah, yeah. It probably moved on the foundation as well, but... and then this is another one from the Tyler area, and it seems like that part of our county was always hit. And this one is from 1944, and Clayton Hasty, his phone was struck by lightning. It burned out and filled the house full of fumes. But Rosencrantz was his last name.
Okay.
It seems like it might be Bud, but it says Bid in the newspaper. But anyway, he built a new shower bath on one side of the lilac hedges on his farm,
mm-hmm.
his home. And the storm came along, the twister, and lifted that bathhouse from one side of the lilac bushes to the other side of the lilac bushes.
He wasn't in it at the time,
nope,
was he?
I don't think so. But there was not a leaf that was damaged on the lilac bushes.
Wow.
And without even touching
them. It's amazing what these things can do.
Very little damage to the new bathhouse.
Hmm.
Yeah. We skipped to Wilkin County, and this is 1955. And this was a storm that was that crossed over the Boise Sioux. So you're talking the south side mm-hmm. of Breckenridge and Wilkin County. And it was on a Larson farm. And the Mr. Larson says, I saw the twister coming from the distance of the river, or the direction of the river. It seemed to come down and then lift up again, and I thought it would play out before it reached us. Well, it didn't play out. They
stayed on the ground.
The family went down the basement, and the storm came and lifted the entire house off the foundation. So the basement was left,
uh-huh.
but the farm house was lifted and moved several feet away, and of course became a pile of rubble.
Unbelievable.
But the family was in the basement,
mm-hmm.
and it not only took the house, but it also took a stove that was in the basement and some cabinets right out from where they were. They always think, well, the basement's a good place to
but it left them sit there.
So
incredible.
Yeah, and they lost several pigs and poultry, but as we were talking about, these storms have not had any casualties, which is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
So then people will probably think, well, then you have the Fargo tornado in 1957, and we didn't have anything probably other than a rainstorm,
mm-hmm.
But we didn't have anything great. But then in 1959, we had one that was near Fairmount. Again, it seems like it goes along that
kind of tornado alley out that direction,
not that
far from us.
Yeah. So this one did a lot of damage on a Sund farm. It was their last name was Sund.
Okay.
And again, pulling trees, knocking power lines down, roof damage, just steel granaries that were twisted, and lots of different types of damage that was, just not only just to one little area, but to quite a bit mm-hmm. of that farmstead. And then west of Wahpeton, it just says that they had a lot of rain, but they needed the rain, so they were grateful for that. But Otter Tail Power was busy because I'm sure a lot of the power lines
went down. I bet they were, yeah.
So, yeah. So maybe a cornfield or something was damaged at the same time. We go to 2010, and what do we remember from 2010? It was a twister. It was a tornado. It came by Fairmount.
Right. Right. Again, Tornado Alley.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And that one, again, there were like at Langenwalters, there were, I think Dave and his son were there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they escaped, but it took like every building. Their house was 118 years old, I think, and it took that and just made a pile of rubble out of it. I think the other farmstead in that area was the Kozel.
Okay.
And they lost their home as well. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, in you're in a rural setting, you're going to lose all the other buildings.
Sure.
I think the Langenwalters found an old car about like a half a mile away.
Wow.
So, the power of these storms is something that is, you know, nature is going to show us that the power it has.
Incredible. So. And incredible that no one was hurt.
Yes.
Again, of all these stories, no fatalities.
Right, right. You know, there might have been a few bumps and bruises of mm-hmm. some people, but no casualties other than livestock. And, of course, they're probably out there in the middle of nowhere. So
sure.
They're going to get struck by lightning and kill the horse.
Of course, they're susceptible to anything sitting out in a pasture or field.
Right, right. So when this national... You know, severe weather awareness, mm-hmm. we have to take it kind of seriously.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Janet Gagelin, great having you here.
Good to be here.
You hurry back. You're going to be gone for a few weeks, but did promise you'll be back, so
I will.
A good thing.
Just not sure when.
All right.
Okay.
We'll keep me updated.
I certainly will.
Janet Gagelin talking Wahpeton history. It's 8:17. We're going to switch gears and talk Morning Zoo. With Tom and Kathy from Chankabazoo, Zoo, that's up next.
It takes teamwork to stay safe on Minnesota roads during the winter. You can help. When you see snowplows at work, slow down. Slower speeds can save lives. Don't crowd the plow and leave plenty of space between yourself and other vehicles. Keep your headlights on to see and be seen. Avoid distractions and always stay alert behind the wheel. This message brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Transportation, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly.